went out and got absolutely wanked last night. We got contoxed.
It was indeed a tumultuous phase in the development of Cradle of Filth, what with the loss of various group members and the numerous problems that they had with their record company. A drastic course of action was needed to remedy the situation. In order to free themselves from the label's clutches, the band decided to record and release a mini-album entitled Vampire, Dark Fairy Tales in Palestine, an extra-long EP of 36 minutes. It largely comprised material that had been originally intended for the group's upcoming second full-length studio album, although at the back of their minds, some material was considered far too good for this obligatory release. Cradle of Filth were determined to save the best songs they had written together for their next long play and opus. The new record was released on Cacophonous in 1996 to finalise the severing of the band's relationship with the label, a compromise solution to allow them to escape their contract and release a third studio album for a brand new record company. The release of Vampire was received with mixed feelings by fans and critics alike. By some it was hailed as far superior to their first album, and by some thrown in a corner because its musical direction was too unclear, leading to songs stuffed with ideas but lacking somewhat in overall songwriting concept. But then the Cradle of Filth sound was still evolving. What the EP did provide, though, was a transition stage for the band. The new Cradle of Filth record was far more aggressive and production-wise less clean in nature than that of the band's debut effort. It was less evocative and more destructive, more vampiresque in some ways, as on the revisited version of the Filth classic, The Forest Whispers My Name, and the atmospherically woven orchestral piece, She Mourns a Lengthening Shadow. With European sales of the band's 1994 debut album, The Principle of Evil Made Flesh, and their 1996 EP, Vampire, Dark Fairy Tales in Palestine, already exceeding over 100,000 units, Cradle of Filth were also, without a doubt, the biggest act of their kind the United States had seen since black metal's Venom. By now, both records were considered underground classics by Filth devotees across the globe. As the band's legion of fans continued to expand, so too did Cradle of Filth's hold on their ever-darkened throne. Record company interest was paramount. Cradle of Filth eventually signed up with veteran British metal label Music for Nations in 1996. The results of their new business liaisons would soon prove very fruitful, since Music for Nations had extremely strong US ties through their affiliation with the Mayhem label. Now with a permanent member, Gian Perez, joining Stuart Anstis on guitar, the band decided the time was right to reveal the exclusive material they had deemed far too good for their previous record label, Cacophonous.